Welcome to Texans Telestrator, presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harrison. We're going to take a look back at the Houston Texans offense, a key play early in the game against the Texans, and one of the ways the Texans chose to combat the way the Bills were playing coverage against DeAndre Hopkins in particular. It's a 3rd and 7, so the Bills have 2, 4, 6 DBs out on the field. They've got their dime personnel, and they've left 5 guys right in here in the box. So there are 5 Texans to block 5 Bills, and we're going to get back to that here in just a second. But take a look out here. It's one of the most unique things I've seen as to how teams are stopping or trying to take away DeAndre Hopkins. Leotis McKelvin right up in press coverage, and you'll see this guy right here, Ronald Darby, is typically the corner to that side. They said no DeAndre Hopkins. But what you'll see as we go through this play here, the Texans realize it. Brian Hoyer comes to the line of scrimmage, sends him in motion, gets the snap, and he's already looking, knowing. Look at his eyes. He's looking right at Hop. He has no idea of what's going on here. It's all about stopping DeAndre Hopkins. Unique way of playing it, but if you look back here, you will see nothing but green grass in this area right here. And that's where the Texans are going to go with this play. So you'll see Grimes take the handoff and follow Ode Abushi through the hole. Ode gets a nice little kick block right here on 37 to Kel Roby, the nickelback that's coming through. Grimes is going to slid through. And then when he gets to about this spot right here in the field, that's when he starts carrying guys to the 10-yard line. Let's take a look at this play, and then we'll take a look at what it looks like from the end zone angle. You'll see the good block. Ode comes across, sees this guy at the last second, and then boom, now you can see the space. Cecil up here, block here, he's out of the play. These two guys are not even worried about it because they were worried about DeAndre. And Grimes is hitting it through here, and then he makes a great effort to get up the field and carry you guys. Boom, okay, there's a 20-yard line, and watch where he ends up. Keep going, keep driving. That got the sideline charged up. That was pretty cool. That was nice to see. Now, let's take a look at the interior here, and you'll see where the Bills are. Got a nose. Got 5 guys, 5-on-5. This guy's really not even going to be part of the play. That's Mario Williams, so that's really not part of the play. We're going to go here, here. We're going to bring Ode around. He's going to kick out Nickel Roby, take the inside handoff, and go here and have a lot of room. This is 3rd and 7. Keep that in mind. Let's take a look at this from the end zone shot. It's a great view, and you can see how it all, there it is. Pop the hole open, and there it is. Great block by Ode, and Grimes finds the other cut and starts carrying guys. It's a 3rd and 7 play that ended up being about a 20-yard run. Why? Execution and the threat of DeAndre Hopkins. Everybody thought that on a run, that the threat of a receiver would allow that to happen, but it did. Appreciate you watching, everybody.